Man United manager Ruben Amorim says that his tactical decisions are to protect the long-term success of the club. He took Lenny Yoro off at the first sign of injury against West Ham at the weekend and removed Luke Shaw to avoid losing a second player. Amorim says it's not just about saving his squad for next week's Europa League final.
I was thinking about even the next year, the squad. If we need another guy, if he's a long injury, that is my concern. It's not about just the final. Of course, I want every player fit.
Well, United could jump from 16th to 14th on the table if they beat Chelsea tomorrow night at Stamford Bridge. We're moving to rugby news now. Rassie Erasmus has named 54 players for his next Springbok alignment camp on Thursday and Friday next week. Amongst the newest additions to the camp, Northampton Saints number 8, Giano Augustus, Sharks loose forward Vincent Chituka, and UCT Varsity Cup star Ntokozo Makaza. Makaza, who went to Northwood Boys High, was the overall player of the tournament in this year's Varsity Cup and is also the competition's leading all-time point scorer. Chituka's finally received a South African passport, which means that he's eligible to play for the Boks. And Troki has been in fantastic form for Saints, helping them into the Champions Cup final. And cricket news to finish. The Proteas are in for a massive payday, whether they win or lose the World Test Championship final against Australia at Lord's. The ICC has increased the prize money for the title match. The winner will take home $3.6 million, or 65 million rand. And the runners-up will receive $2.1 million, just shy of 38 million rand. That final gets underway at Lord's on the 11th of June. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.